Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a very future jungle move in Ableton Live 12, taking a jungle kick, giving it more perceived weight, then flipping and arranging it so it works with your breakbeat and bass instead of fighting them. Now, before we even touch the plugins, remember this: in drum and bass, the kick is not just hit, it's part of the low-end engine. It needs to punch, but it also needs to leave space. That balance is what makes the groove feel heavy instead of muddy. So the goal here is simple. We're going to turn a basic kick sample into a flexible drum element that can act like a low-end anchor, a chopped accent, or a transition impact. By the end, you'll have a kick setup that feels right at home in future jungle, darker rollers, and those intro drop sections where the energy needs to move forward fast. Let's start with the sample. Load a clean kick into an empty MIDI track, and Ableton will open it in Simpler automatically. For this style, you want a kick with a clear transient and a fairly short tail. If you're choosing from a sample pack, something with a bit of analog thump or a slightly crunchy old-school texture can work really well. In Simpler, make sure warp is off if the kick already behaves like a one-shot. Set it to one-shot mode, and use trigger so the whole sample plays when you hit it. If the tail is too long, tighten the end marker a little. That one move can save you a lot of low-end trouble later. And here's a beginner tip that really matters. Don't start with the biggest kick you can find. In DNB, a kick that feels slightly restrained at first often ends up sounding heavier once it's placed with the bass and break. Now let's shape the kick so it has weight and click. Put EQ8 after Simpler. This is where we make the kick more mix-ready. If there's any sub-rumble below the useful range, you can gently high-pass around 20 to 30 Hz. Don't overdo it. Then, if the kick needs more body, try a small boost around 45 to 70 Hz. We're talking subtle, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If the kick sounds boxy or cloudy, cut a little around 180 to 350 Hz. That area can fill up fast, especially once the break is in. And if the kick feels a bit soft on the front edge, add a tiny lift around 2 to 5 kHz, or even a little more in the 1.5 to 4 kHz range if you need the attack to cut through a noisy break. That last part is important. Sometimes a kick feels huge in solo but disappears in the full tune. A little mid-range audibility can make it speak without making the low end heavier. Next, add saturator. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive to start, turn soft clip on, and then reduce the output so the level stays controlled. This is a really good trick for DNB because saturation doesn't just make the kick louder. It adds harmonics, which helps it read on smaller speakers and push through dense break layers. Now we're going to split the kick into layers because that gives us control. Duplicate the kick track and think of one copy as the body layer and the other as the click layer. On the body layer, keep the low end and the thump. On the click layer, use EQ8 to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so it only contributes attack. This is a classic production question you should always ask yourself: which layer owns the punch, and which layer owns the body? If both layers are trying to do both jobs, the sound can get blurry fast. On the body layer, you can add drum bus lightly. Try a little drive, keep boom low at first, and maybe a touch of crunch if needed. On the click layer, a tiny bit of saturator or a small lift around 3 to 6 kHz can help the transient stay sharp. Then group both tracks together into a drum group. That makes it much easier to automate and arrange later. Now tighten the kick. Open Simpler's amplitude envelope and keep the settings snappy. Attack at 0, sustain at 0, release very short, and decay short if necessary. A live beginner producers try to fix kick problems with more EQ, but in DNB, shortening the tail often solves the real issue. A shorter kick can actually feel heavier because it leaves room for the sub to speak. You can also trim the sample in clip view. Adjust the start marker if there's any silence, and use the end marker to control the tail. This is especially useful in jungle, where the kick often needs to sit inside a break edit rather than dominate it. Now for the fun part, flipping the kick rhythmically. In future jungle, the kick does not have to sit in one obvious place for the whole section. It can answer the break, anticipate the snare, or push into the next bar. That rhythmic flip is what makes the groove feel alive. Start with an 8-bar MIDI clip at 174 BPM. Put the kick in a few different roles. In the first couple bars, you might keep it sparse, with just a downbeat hit. Then in the next bars, add offbeat hits that answer the break. Later, bring in stronger accents before the snare, or on the end of 3, to push the phrase forward. A really useful way to think about it is section by section. One hit might be the main weight, another might be a transition thump. Another might just be a rhythmic cue. Not every kick hit needs to have the same job. If you want a little more movement, Open the groove pool and try a light swing or MPC style groove. Keep the amount modest, maybe 10 to 25%. You want the track to feel human and loose, but still DJ tight. Now let's build the relationship between the kick and the break. Bring in a chopped breakbeat on another track. Use warp markers only where you need them, and chop the break into a few useful slices. The idea is not to replace the break with the kick. The idea is to make them work together. Let the kick hit in the gaps, or reinforce the strongest break accents. You can also use beat repeat for short stutter moments, auto filter for breakdown filtering, and EQA to carve space between the kick and the break's low mid energy. This is a very DNB thing. Bass creates impact. If the kick is hitting every possible moment, it can actually feel smaller. But when you leave holes, the next hit lands with more force. Now keep an eye on the bass. The kick and sub need a clear hierarchy. Keep the kick on its own track or group, keep the sub bass separate, and use utility to keep the bass centered in mono. If needed, check the kick in mono too. In a lot of cases, a kick that sounds big in stereo can get less stable once you collapse it down. On the bass track, use EQA to reduce overlap around the kick's strongest body area. If your kick is sitting around 55 Hz, don't let the bass keep masking that same zone. And if the kick starts fighting the break, try lowering the kick for just one or two hits instead of changing the whole sound. Sometimes a tiny arrangement move does more than another plugin. Now let's shape the arrangement, because this is where the kick becomes musical. Don't loop the same pattern forever. In a 16-bar Future Jungle section, you could start with a stripped intro and filtered break, then move into a first drop with a basic kick pattern and light bass, then add variation with a fill or a missing hit, and finally bring in a stronger switch-up with more aggressive kick placement. This is where the flip and arrange idea really comes alive. Try removing one kick hit every few bars to create breathing room. Add a fill on the last half beat before a new section. Let the kick answer the bass line in a call and response way. For example, if the bass hits on beats 1 and 3, you might let the kick answer on the offbeat right after that. That push-pull is a huge part of jungle-derived music. It keeps the energy moving without needing to constantly get louder. And don't forget automation. This is how you make the kick feel alive. Instead of just turning it up, automate tone and space. You could slightly increase saturator drive in the last bar before the drop. You could filter the kick briefly in the intro, then open it up. You could send one transition hit to a short reverb return, just enough to make it feel cinematic without smearing the groove. Keep those moves subtle. In DNB, a small automation move can make a big emotional difference. A tiny change in drive or filtering can make the drop feel way more focused when it arrives. Once the pattern is working, bounce or freeze the drum group if you want to hear it as one unified element. Then listen in context. Ask yourself a few key questions. Does the kick still hit when the break is playing? Is the low end clear? Does the pattern move the tune forward? Does it work in mono? If the answer is no, simplify before adding more processing. That's a big beginner lesson in drum and bass. Clarity usually beats complexity. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. If the kick is too long, shorten the tail in simpler or clip the sample tighter. Long tails often clash with the sub. If the low end gets muddy, don't just keep boosting around 50 to 80 Hz. A small lift is usually enough. If the kick sounds good solo but weak in the full mix, check the arrangement and overlap before blaming the sound design. If you're overusing saturation, pull it back. Too much can make the kick fuzzy and weak at the front edge. And always check mono. The low end needs to stay centered and stable. A few pro moves can really level this up. You can use a slightly dirtier kick layer only on selected hits, so the contrast makes the drop feel bigger. You can automate tiny EQ or filter changes right before a drop to make the return hit harder. You can keep a plain kick copy saved in case the heavier chain gets too aggressive. And you can resample the kick group once it feels good. Then chop it again for even faster arrangement work. If you want to get even more creative, try ghost kicks, which are very quiet hits between the main accents. Or try a reverse pickup before a strong downbeat. Or make a two-character kick set, one clean version for breakdowns, one dirtier version for drops. For practice, try building 3 8-bar kick variations at 174 BPM. Make one clean anchor version for the intro or breakdown. Make one weighted drop version with layering and stronger placement. And make one switch-up version, where you remove at least two hits and add one transition accent or reversed pickup. Make sure each version changes the arrangement, not just the processing. Here's the big takeaway. In Future Jungle, the kick needs weight, control, and space. Use simpler, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, utility, and smart arrangement choices to shape it before you even think about making it louder. Flip it rhythmically so it supports the break and bass. Keep the low end clean and mono, and use automation and phrasing to make the kick feel like part of the drop's momentum, not just a sample on the grid. That's the move. Now go build that kick phrase, listen in context, and let it hit with purpose.